Explain Thank you. Again, the this is the only one. As I said, it's only because you identify with this body, mind, and senses that we experience the duality of the material. So when you leave the body, you're now in the transcendent state. You're now on the absolute plane. And never again. Once you engage in or hurt some, in the patterns of yoga, with determination and faith, and not between you and the path. Once you then, without exception, all material desires born of mental regulation, and not to control all the senses on all sides and the mind. So,
What is beyond the mode of magic? What real life is or her qualitative identity with the The soul can never be confused to God quantitatively. We are always going to be minute, as we would say in chapter 3, Omcha, Mama Eva Omcha. You are my eternal, fragmental part and force. So quantitatively, or powerfully, will never be the perfection. But he says, qualitatively means that we will be on the same platform as God, the same status of consciousness of God, free from the material world's religion, above this world, transcendent. That we will achieve by this Krishna yoga. Qualitative identity. What is that qualitative identity? He mentioned that in chapter 2 in his beginning instruction. Eternality, knowledge, wisdom. These are the inherent rights of the living entity. Eternality, knowledge, wisdom. These things we have given up. Why? Because we are identified with the body and mind. As soon as we are free from the influence and indications of the body, mind, senses, and your body's transcendental state, now, we are experiencing the eternality of knowledge and thus, the self-control of your death. Self-control. You are controlling yourself. Not that the limitations and the modes of nature are controlling you. When a person becomes intoxicated, then the intoxication is controlling the person. When a person becomes mentally deranged, then the mind has control of the person. Or if a person, sometimes we see a person completely conscious, the poem has taken over the control. But here, self-control, you, the soul, are controlling your own destiny. The self-control yogi constantly engages in yoga practice, becomes free from all material contamination, and achieves the highest state of perfect happiness in the transcendental loving sense. Here, indicating service, transcendental service. When we exchange service with Krishna, that is a transcendental affair. That this is the highest stage of perfect happiness. And you also say constant. Some people think religion is something I do once a week. I go to the temple church or mosque once a week, or maybe even here. But here, the real yogi constantly, day in and day out, because this is the real life. The real life is the life of Krishna yoga. A true yogi observes me in all beings, and also sees every being in me. Indeed, the self-realized person sees me, the same Supreme Lord, everywhere. This reminds us of the infinite of Prahlad Maharaj and his father, Hiranyakashipu. When Hiranyakashipu did not tolerate anything anymore Prahlad would say, in a fit of rage, Hiranyakashipu said, "Where is your God?" And Prahlad said, "My God is everywhere. He was heaven's attack. God is everywhere, either by the diffusion of his energies, or we know that the super cult, which is a manifestation of Krishna, is within every living being, and within every atom. Therefore, for the advanced yogi, he can see only Krishna, because God is all pervading, and he is all pervading, and he is visible in the physical. Those who have eyes, those who want to deny God,
that even if you show God, they don't reach Him. And for someone who is anxious to see God, or is saying to see God, then that person will see God no matter what. Because God is holy. Actually, the state of Maya or illusion is a state where one considers or thinks there is no God. But actually, that's an illusion. Because everywhere there's nothing but God. Everything is energy and its presence. The one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost. Nor is one ever lost. Here is the relationship between Krishna and his soul. As he said in chapter 4, as they surrender unto me, I reward them according. So let's see. The one who is completely fixed in Krishna yoga, he sees Krishna everywhere, and Krishna also doesn't forget the Krishna yoga. Such a yogi who engages in the worshipful service of the Supreme Lord, knowing that I, as the Supreme Lord, are one, remains always engaged in total service. There are several such verses where Krishna explains that he is that Supreme Lord. So the yogi understands that the Supreme Soul I am seeing in my heart, that is my worship to the Lord. What is a perfect yogi? By comparison to his or her own self, he is the true ecology of all beings. He grows their happiness and enjoyment. Yes, you are mentioning this. That nobody has anything to say other than themselves for their current situation. The living entity is making decisions, and based on those decisions, we are all guilty. I can't blame anyone but myself. There's a nice example of the if I fight myself with my own tongue, my own voice, I am making decisions for every other. Nobody is forcing me, I give those decisions. God has given me independence, my own free will. Therefore, I am making my choices based on those choices. So, sometimes you'll be seen like that. Then, some people are enjoying, some people are suffering. Why? In that same process. Therefore, we take responsibility. And I can also use my independence and free will to surrender to Krishna. And surrender to Krishna is the essence of what Father Mike said. Arjuna, not only asking, he'll actually order it, but he allows it to make free will. So, we can change our destiny by surrendering to Krishna. And surrendering to Krishna very easily. In fact, those of you watching right now, you can surrender to Krishna right now. Just repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In verses 33 and 36, Arjuna, after hearing the Lord, you will see how he responds. The Lord is going to learn how to change his life. You see the mind of the Lord. Arjuna said, so throughout the life of Krishna, Arjuna has been speaking to Krishna by various means. He has spoken to Krishna several times about the sutra, the genesis of the system. The system of yoga, which you have summarized, appears impractical and unendurable.
Thank you. Driving for
perfection, self-realization. And as you said, the one who does good by friends is never overcome by evil. You will automatically be drawn to such principles, and you will continue and become the new one. This is so encouraging. Therefore, every one of you out there should immediately begin to practice Krishna Yoga at least by chanting the holy name every day. And when the yogi engages with sincere endeavor in making perfect progress of sincerity, actually two things are required: sincerity and truth. That is what you want. Being washed of all contamination and ultimately achieving perfection after many, many births of practice. One attains the supreme goal is to achieve the association of Krishna personally. So either in this life or in life to come, if you stay with the program, if you continue with the Krishna Yoga, the day will come when you will be reunited with Krishna personally. The final two verses of this chapter, Krishna has told the glory of the Bhakti-yogi. A yogi is greater than the ascetic. The ascetic is someone who does penances and austerities. Greater than the empiricist. The empiricist is one who is using the mind and intelligence, trying to figure out what is the absolute. And greater than the fruition worker. The fruition worker is working hard simply to enjoy the senses. You have the ascetic, the empiricist, and the fruition worker. The senses. Yogi is better than all of them. Therefore, Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. And now the final verse of the chapter. One of the most important in this world is Bhagavad-gita. And of all yogis that I was mentioning so far, of all yogis, the one with great faith, who always abides in me, thinks of me within oneself, and renders transcendental loving service to me, is most united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. That is my opinion. Those spoken first, Krishna. Bhagavan, God Himself, the top holy authority. This is His opinion. His opinion is better than anyone else in your mighty heart. His opinion is the Bhakti Yogi. He just gave a definition of the Bhakti Yogi. There's the Bhakti Yogi, the Kriya Yogi, the Bhakti Yogi. There's so many different types of yogi, but that's why he just said he talked about it. But in the qualifications of a Bhakta, great faith in Krishna and Krishna's word, Bhagavan Gita, that's great faith. And he's always thinking of Krishna within. Krishna's there, he's always thinking. And rendering service. He renders service to Krishna. Guided everybody. You can hear about Krishna. Bhagavad Gita, you can hear about Krishna. You can chant Krishna. You can remember him. Pray to him. Worship him. Serve him. Become his friend and ultimately surrender everything in your life is a very nice example. Holy Maharaj. Holy Maharaj has conquered the whole universe. And Krishna appears again in the form of a dwarf Brahmana. Brahmana. And Brahmana named Trick Holy. Was able to recapture the whole universe away from Holy and turn it back over to the Holy.
and then Ali Maharaj one time to be punished. And Ali Maharaj said to the Lord, "My Lord, I offered you 3 steps of land, and with 2 steps, you took everything away. And the question is, how will I offer you the 3rd step? And Ali Maharaj said, "My Lord, there is still my head. You can place your 3rd step on my head. And by that action, you are following me so easily." It's described that by that full surrender, Ali purchased the Lord. And Ali has your Mama Day baptism for you. Ali lived in one of the lower planets, Sudha. And his doorkeeper is Mama. Why? Because Ali fully surrendered to Krishna. He did everything. And instead, that one time, Baba, he came to conquer Mali. Who did he meet at the door? Mama. The Mama that they kicked Baba back to their king. So Mali Maharaj, by his own surrender, purchased the Lord. So he then practiced Krishna Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Very, very easily. Just simply chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna.